Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The Bird Show.
I was just telling these guys that my friend Susie came down from Philadelphia to visit Stacy and I over the weekend, and she was really complaining because she works for the government up there and some like crime, she's a consultant to the crime, some crime specialist unit thing. It was so complicated, I didn't even understand it. And she's got like this MBA at Harvard, and she's a real brainiac and a real thinker. And the first year that she was in this job, she loved it. It was so invigorating for her every single day to go into work. But then there was a management change there, and everybody in her department pretty much, they need to keep the department, but there's just not enough work to go around, and they don't want to start losing people. So everybody in her department literally goes in every day, and nobody does any work at all. I mean, nothing. She's taking Pilates in the middle of the day. She's leaving for hours at a time. Nobody questions it. She gets a paycheck every 2 weeks because they don't want to lose the department. But she's going out of her mind because she hasn't done a lick of work in over a year. Now, Tammy is on the voice disguiser, not her real name. Hey, Tammy, you can relate to this?
Oh, yes. I get a job. You know, I've pretty much been like an office manager, administrative assistant for the last 15 years, I guess. And anyway, the last one, this man, I went into his company, and he said he just bought 3 companies, and I was going to run them all out of this central big office. You know, this big office style, this fancy furniture with like 5 offices, but nobody works there. So, but he says he's going to have this generated here and generated there. Well, what he did is I think he did buy the companies, and all he got me to do was just do collections. Well, eventually, after I collected everything, I find out he's got a divorce. He's moved to Florida, but he still wants me to come in that office and take calls. So in the meantime, I have my husband there. We do it on the conference table. We have candlelight dinners.
Oh,
in the office, in the morning. And he's the farthest to know a payroll company does no payroll. So, you know, I get my paycheck courier to the office. It's in an office building where it has a deadbolt on the door, so... No, no, this will come there and do any fake delivery if they couldn't come in. So it's like I can take, my stepson, if he comes and stays with us, I can take him there. I mean, I can do anything I want. I can leave and I can come. And then that's where I learned how to just forward my cell phone call just in case he calls.
Wow.
He'll call once every few weeks, you know.
And he's in Florida, so he's never in the office, so you can do whatever you want. And how long has this been going on?
About 9 months.
You haven't worked in 9 months.
I'm still stuck on you doing it on the conference.
Oh, yeah, friends just love it, you know. They ask, well, can I buy your office?
Are you bored out of your mind, or is this a situation that you're not so upset with?
Oh, no, he's going to go out of business. I mean, I've collected all the money he can collect. Now he has so many collectors out of him. I'm just pretty much waiting for him to shut the door.
Right. Yeah, so you're just riding it out right now. All right, Tim.
Yeah, I'm riding it out.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's other conversation about intimacy in the workplace, but anyway.
Yeah, another time.
Another time.
Hey, Tim needs to be on the voice disguiser also. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Great. I've got probably the best push job. It's been going on for more than 10 years.
What?
I show up. I barely work in the mornings, and I do like a split shift, and usually during the afternoons I go drink beers and stuff and come back in the afternoon.
Nobody really even knows what I do around the office, and I'm basically all by myself in my own department, and I've been doing this for over 10 years, getting really good paychecks.
Hang on, Tim. I had a problem with the voice disguiser in the middle of that, and it kind of shut off.
Oh, no!
Is it almost time for a traffic report, Crash?
Oh,
there you go. And Elon, good morning. You are on all the hits, Q100.
Hi. I just like to make a comment about my mother's job.
Okay.
She's been working there for about 3.5 years, and she works in Southland County, and she doesn't do anything. She shops online all day, and she's so bored, she does the internet part of my research papers. It's kind of ridiculous.
What type of industry is she in?
water department.
In a lot of cases, these are government jobs.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, I've never had a government job, so I'm not exactly sure how the whole thing works. But I guess when you get into that job, it's very hard to get fired. Really, really tough to get
ridiculous.
Fired.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's funny. I try to be safe about it and say, what type of industry is she in? And you're like, she works for Rick Case Hyundai in Gwinnett. No, automobiles, I mean.
And how long did you say this has been going on
about
now?
3.5 years.
3.5 years and hasn't done any work in 3.5 years.
No, she has not.
And wow. You can kind of sense it. Anybody that has had to deal with any kind of government department for anything, you know how those workers are not quite motivated.
They don't quite
do it in a timely manner. Like, I mean, you can tell, yeah, they don't care.
They're not going anywhere.
No.
Because you have to fill out things in triplicate to get them fired, and then you got, so many different problems.
They love her so much at her job. None of them do anything. It's ridiculous.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah.
Who's paying the salary for these government employees?
You and me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Intern Emily, you're not going to tell us about your internship where you haven't done anything in 6 months, have you?
Well,
because we're already on to you.
Not this time.
Okay.
When I was about 17 or 18, I took a job with a printer company doing sort of sales assistant stuff for, they put us out in different store locations. I was obviously the one in the middle of nowhere, and I got paid extremely well, about 3 times what my other job was paying me. So I was like, cool, good summer job. I'll hang on to it for a while. And it was so boring. I'd sit, how computers are stacked? Like, they have them all on display, and then underneath they have the ones that you sort of, in the boxes that you take to the cashier and you buy. And I would sit underneath there and read a book. I didn't ask a person if they needed help. I didn't do anything.
How long was this going on for?
I lasted about 8 months because I got so bored. And it was my senior year of high school, and, on Saturday mornings that when we have our cricket and rugby matches, and all of my friends are there, sort of, high school sport is as big as college sport is. So I was missing out on all of that for 8 months. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
I worked for a job where you don't work at all for 8 months.
Yeah,
I worked at a gas station once, part-time. Same idea where there's just like, it was a Sunday afternoon. And it's like, it was on a busy road that's busy during rush hour during the week. But like on Sunday, if you had one customer an hour. And I got fired when they found me on surveillance tapes burning things.
That is so you.
Mary here needs to be on the voice disguise, or she'll be the last call on this. Hey, Mary, go ahead.
Hey. My job is awesome. I just pretty much sit in an office all day and do absolutely nothing. I get on my computer, download pictures, chat with friends, and just pretty much read magazines, do absolutely nothing.
Are you supposed to be doing some work, or are you just don't have any job responsibilities?
My work is pretty much, I answer phone calls every now and then, and I call some people every now and then, but pretty much there's, nothing to do. They just need somebody to be in the office in case somebody calls, So it's, sometimes I get a little bored, but I get paid extremely well for, doing nothing.
I know it sounds like a dream thing, but mm-hmm. I couldn't do that.
Me neither.
I can't just have nothing to do and be satisfied.
Can I ask you how much you're making?
Yeah, I make $500 a week tax-free.
$500 a week tax-free just to sit around and do nothing. Wow. Yeah, I think that I'd be going out of my mind also. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. All right, thank you for calling.
Bye
bye.
It's like what you said, you're just watching the minutes tick by, and it's like minutes turn into hours. Ugh.
You know what I caught myself doing last night? You're talking about watching the minutes tick by. It's the equivalent of, remember when your social studies teacher would put on a movie in class, and it was like
you instantly start to gaze over.
Yes, yeah. You get that. Like, I actually caught myself. I thought of this, and I caught myself watching one on Georgia Public Broadcasting last night, and I had the thought, "Oh my God, this is something they could have showed me in 10th grade."
Yeah.
And I immediately would have looked at the clock and cursed the half. Secondhand backwards movement every time the clock ticks.
Right.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.